Sunshine and 34 degrees.
It is the North Coast BIA Spotlight on North Ridgeville as we are doing our first spotlight of 2017. And we are at the brand new Dunkin' Donuts. Came about because we thought, where are we going, North Ridgeville? Where can we broadcast from? They were at a meeting or something, I think State of the City or something, and someone there says, hey, what about that new Dunkin' Donuts? That's all they needed to say.
You never know how it works out.
Yeah. With the aroma of coffee and freshly made donuts, heart-shaped donuts for this Valentine's Day. Joining us this morning, one of the nice places to visit in North Ridgeville, the Sandy Ridge Reservation. And Tim Fairweather joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening at the reservation these days or this morning? Or
partly to mostly thawed. for a change, we're not totally frozen in.
Ah. Well, nothing. The pond here that has not really frozen over, has it, then?
We had a couple of cold snaps where it did freeze over. A little skim on the ponds this morning, but because we have a lot of open water, there's a lot more birds and other wildlife you can watch. So, yeah, a little different than a couple of years ago.
It isolates them, though. I mean, well, it puts them together so you can see them all in clusters. They don't. They're forced to find the open water.
Concentrated wildlife.
Exactly. Why not?
It's a great place to go birding. So what might we find there this time of year?
Because of the open water, we've got some waterfowl. Of course, the everywhere present Canada geese, but a good variety of ducks, even some diving ducks. And, of course, what most people like to go see is the American bald eagles that nest out there.
I know in the past you've had a camera.
Yes.
Do you currently have a camera? I thought there might be some changes going on with that. What's the status?
So we did put a new camera. It's got audio this year, and we'll be able to in-house Zoom if when she lays the eggs and stuff. We can get right up on there. Yeah, we're working through some. One of the things about our camera that's different is most people's are hardwired. Because of the remoteness of ours, we have to do solar power. So it's been very cloudy lately, so we're working through some solar issues. But we'll be up and running by the time she lays the first egg, which is usually around the 1st of March.
Okay. Yours is just not a squirrel sitting on top of that. We always blame technology things on squirrels that go out there.
Yeah.
I think the eagle would take care of the squirrel.
I see. Yeah, that's true. Well, there's a whole other video that you can watch, I suppose, because of that. There's a lot of bird watching. I mean, in that area, there's even a place where people keep count of some birds, or you have people coming through. I've seen that on
birders in general keep lists of everywhere they go, and year lists, even monthly lists. So some people start the January. They try to get to 100 birds in January. So, yeah, birders are big-time listers.
Well, they're the ones that kind of get to watch or see all that, keep an eye on some of those.
Exactly. Anywhere you go. I mean, I got a yard list. the other night, it was like 12:30. I was closing the garage door, and I happened to look up at the roof of the house, and there's a great horned owl sitting down staring at me. So that's a new one from my yard list.
I see. A little check mark for that. On that,
yeah, exactly.
What other animals, wildlife, do we have over at the Sandy Ridge Reservation?
So, you know, just about everything you want to see in northern Ohio. Of course, the deer are definitely there. But some of the cooler things people like to see at Sandy Ridge is the beaver, which they're kind of morning and evening animals. They don't like to come out too much during the day. Muskrat and mink, which people always think of with mink coats, but yes, mink do live around here, and one of the things they like to eat is muskrats. So since we have muskrats, we have mink.
Well, you have to have a lot of different things, habitat, food, things, sources that bring different animals
right
out to that. What activities and things are taking place that people can come out and see or participate in?
Well, looking at the weather today, we're really excited to be offering snowshoe rentals this weekend. Just joking. We schedule these programs, you know, back in September.
Right. So off season.
Yeah.
You get the guy at the summer so to buy the snowshoes.
You don't expect it to be 50s and 60s this weekend. So,
right.
But we do have a variety of hikes that are listed in our Arrowhead newsletter. And one of the things that you might see is a teaser on the back of our Arrowhead is a picture of an eye coming out of a wall. And
wow.
Yeah. So we got something big coming here. And it's our 60th anniversary for Lorain County Metro Parks this year. And something very big is coming to Lorain County Metro Parks.
Bigger than the eagles that we need to worry about.
Way bigger.
Well, okay. Yeah. 60 years for the Lorain County Metro Parks.
Do you know what the first park was?
So Vermilion River Reservation, which back then had just been called Mill Hollow, Bacon Woods. Dorothy Bacon Demuth is the one who first donated property to Lorain County Metro Parks.
Started then, but there's practically a park in every...
We're just about everywhere. Sandy Ridge opened in 99, and I've been there since the beginning. And it's gone quickly.
Now, when you say you've been there, and what you drive your truck in the morning, sit there, and what are you doing there? What's happening? What are you responsible for?
Okay, so we have a facility there, Johnson Wetland Center, and it gets rented out quite a bit on weekends. So we're in charge of the maintenance, taking care of that. We do a lot of programming, even throughout the winter, getting people out and about, either with hikes or indoor activities. And general maintenance of the grounds this time of year. The trail is supposed to be frozen, but it's not. So muskrat holes open up on the trails. We got to fill those. It's a little bit of everything.
I think we had a conversation once upon a time where you talked about raising and lowering the water levels there.
Right. So it's not a lake. It's a marsh. So it's supposed to go up and down as normally would with the amount of rainfall we get. Last year was interesting because that was our biggest drought since we've been open. And people that were used to a lot of water there from years that it's been really wet were really freaking out because of the lack of water. But it's normal. We had plants, native plants growing in areas that they hadn't in a long time. And that's good for the wildlife because they come in and eat the seeds and the other things from the plants. Last year, it was also good timing because I told you about the way we can lower and raise those water levels is through these things called water control boxes. After 17 plus years, both of those had failed or started to fail. We needed new ones. And luckily, we were able to get a U.S. Fish and Wildlife to come out and help us put two brand new ones. And so now we're back to full strength capabilities with raising and lowering those water levels.
You mentioned fish, and you've got some water. What's under the water? We know about the animals that are above. What's on? Mm-hmm. What's in the water?
So it's shallow, but there are fish. We didn't put the fish in. They fish find their way in with eggs on birds and that kind of thing. So lots of frogs, bullfrogs, leopard frogs, green frogs, you name it, snakes, turtles. So under the water right now, things that would be hibernating would be the frogs and the turtles. Fish just slow way down and do their fish thing, but the reptiles that live in the water usually go underwater to hibernate.
That's what happens when especially if they get ice on top of it. So now we know the answer to that.
Frogs are interesting because they can freeze solid. They have a natural antifreeze in their blood. So you can call them a frog sickle if you like.
I was waiting for that.
At what point do we know that this frog is no longer going to be with us? Until he thaws out?
Exactly.
What's their lifespan?
A frog?
Yeah, usually
pretty short. I mean, a 3 or 4 year old frog's probably getting pretty old. The thing is, you get eaten quickly because it's a numbers game. You know,
have you seen the tadpoles? How many there are?
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, they start out, and I was amazed at that where tadpoles can show up. There was a tire run in an empty lot I saw. It filled up with a little water. Yeah. Next thing I know, there's all these tadpoles in there as well.
So last year with the drought, everything became so concentrated because there's just these little pools. The herons and the egrets were just having a field day with the frogs and the fish.
Like a buffet kind of a thing.
Numbers definitely were good for them last year.
Talking to Tim Fairweather with the Lorain County Metro Parks. I wanted to look under the table here. What kind of shoes? I want to see your footwear for that.
Oh, I'm just casual today.
Wow, that's just casual.
Slip-ons,
But those are still slip-on with sort of traction treads on as well.
So, yesterday I was running around on the dikes checking some stuff, and you just change into your big knee-high boots.
Okay.
One of the things that's disappointing for me, I like winter. So when you get these mushy, wet winters, and not so much, I'd rather the ground be frozen I can walk on.
Yes. As a dog owner, I believe that same thing, too.
That's the other thing. I don't like to wipe the paws off.
There's so much stuff here, so we need a little more winter.
Huskies like to dig. I got a husky, and, it gets pretty messy.
So what are the snowshoes doing right now? Are they just hanging, waiting
for
the
winter? Well, we do still move them from park to park, depending on the weather.
Okay.
Last weekend, I believe they got them out a little bit at Wellington because we did get a little bit of snow last weekend.
Is it fun to do that sort of snowshoeing?
Snowshoeing?
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
Or is it just
the only problem is we rarely get enough snow. I mean, we let people take them out if there's 4 inches or more, but you really can't get the feel for it unless you got about a foot of snow.
Okay.
I went to school in northern Wisconsin, and we would have, you know, 20-foot high drifts that you would have competitions to run.
So you actually are walking on top of the snow.
It really makes a difference when you have the snowshoes on.
Okay. It must be a weird sensation, though, because your body and mind are thinking,
yeah,
it should be sinking.
It doesn't take long to get used to how you're supposed to shift your legs.
Okay.
But it is different.
Wow. Well, we can hope for some snow, not 20 feet of snow or whatever, but just enough. But
well, we had several one-inch-plus rains this winter. So if you think it's about 10 inches to a foot each time, right, we would have a significant amount.
Yes, but it
did
not happen.
We would have a significant amount of snow right now. That'd be good.
So as any day when the snow shows up, there's other people cursing it, the other one congratulating it for being here.
So you asked me what I'm doing this winter besides all that. And one of the things I alluded to was this big thing. We are working on a dinosaur exhibit. And that the news will be coming out this Friday.
Well, I didn't know if I was going to pull on that. You know, we saw
Friday,
the big green
Friday's
eye.
The big reveal.
Yes.
The big reveal of the dinosaur.
But I'm. Let's just say I've been making palm trees and vines for an upcoming dinosaur
exhibit. I see. Since there's nothing happening at the reservation, you go ahead and do a little crafting to get things ready. But that's what happens. You pull all your resources in all the metro parks.
Yeah, that was fun. Back in the, especially in the late 90s at French Creek, we would do these annual exhibits. And my job was, I was the curator. So if it was a live animal exhibit, I would have to figure out where to get these live animals from, because we weren't going to keep them, and who to get them back to or give them away to. So the one year we had a desert exhibit, and I had to find rattlesnakes and Gila monsters and roadrunners, lizards.
So in the credits of the movie of the Metro Parks, he would be listed as the animal wrangler for the most part, anything like that. You had to get those turkey vultures in there, too, when they were...
We never had turkey vultures.
I thought there was the ones they were nesting. The turkey has turkeys. They were nesting up above. I remember that one.
Yeah, we had great blue herons for one. There's owls up in
there. I enjoyed the swamp one. That was my favorite.
Okay, the Okefenokee with the alligators.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Was there a small bear in there one year?
We had two bears.
There we are. I remember that. Yeah.
And one of these times we'll talk about the time the bears got out.
That'll be
it wasn't a successful exhibit unless something escaped. Let me put it that way.
I see. As long as they got them back. Or at least that we assume that's the end of the show. We don't really know what happened. Well, Tim, we appreciate you coming in this morning. Again, people can stop by the Metro Parks or pick up their Arrowhead as well, visit the website, Facebook page as well, to see what's happening at the different parks of the Lorain County Metro Parks. And again, the big reveal for the dinosaurs coming up soon.